First John chapter 2. This happens when you get old. Please take a moment and wish Ryan and Amy and Talia farewell after the service during the cup of tea. It's been great to have them with us these years and sad to see them go back and leave the promised land. But these things happen. First John chapter 2 this morning. We're just going to focus on our Savior. You can never go wrong when you do that. Amen. Verse 3. Hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. So our message this morning is walk as He walked. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love You so much. We thank You for the privilege to assemble, to open Your Word, to hear from You, to worship You, to praise You. And now, Lord, as we focus on You in these short minutes through Your Word, we pray that we can just push aside distractions and allow the Holy Spirit to apply the word to each of our hearts and lives, that we might be changed and conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, there are many needs represented here, many hurts. We pray the Holy Spirit would comfort those. Lord, there's many that might need a conviction about sin. We pray that You would take care of that as well. So we give You the service and pray You'll be glorified in it. We love You and pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. John talks a lot about things that we know, things that we can know as Christians. And God wrote His Word that we might know Him, but also, as we read in 1 John 5:13, that we might know that we have eternal life. And I hope everybody in this room can say today, if I was to ask for a raised hand, I know that I have eternal life. I know it. I don't wonder, I don't hope, I know that I have eternal life, not because I'm better than others, but because I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, I've placed my faith in Him, and He gave me eternal life. If you know that you have eternal life, God wants you to know some other things as well. He wants you to know them. But with the Lord's program, a lot of times that knowledge, that confident knowledge, only comes through obedience. And when the doubts come, it's usually because we're not where we should be with our walk with the Lord. Jesus made a statement along those lines in John 7. If you would turn there quickly, the Gospel of John, chapter 7 and verse 17. He explained that knowledge of true doctrine, knowledge of what's right and wrong, has to be preceded by obedience to what you already know. And this is kind of backwards from the way the world looks at things. They look at things like, well, first give me the knowledge and then I'll do it. God says, first do it and then I'll give you more knowledge. Notice John 7:17, Jesus said, if any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So Jesus said, first I want you to obey what you already know to be my will. And as you do that, I'll give you more. Now, we all know that Jesus has given us some commandments that we're to follow. Go back to our passage. God says here in verse 3, hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. The times when we as Christians might face doubt about our salvation are usually the times when we're not keeping His commandments. And that's when the devil comes in and begins to plant those little seeds of doubt and say, are you really saved? And I know everybody in this room, if you've been saved for a while, has experienced that. Where the devil whispers those things, and that's what he does. It started in the Garden of Eden. He said, yea, hath God said? And he'll come to us in those times when we're really not where we should be, where we're really not walking an obedient Christian life, and he'll say, see, you're not saved. But our salvation isn't based on our feelings or our thoughts, is it? It's based on the truth of God's Word and what Jesus did at Calvary. If we've placed our faith in Him, if we've trusted Him as our Savior, if we've repented of our sins, we are saved. But God says that confidence is stronger when we're living in obedience. He says, hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. Remember, Jesus said at the judgment, there's going to be people there who will say, Lord, I've done many wonderful works in Your name, and I've prophesied in Thy name, and in Thy name I've cast out devils. And Jesus will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. And I hope you can all say this morning, I know Christ as my personal Savior. One of the reasons I know that is because I'm walking in obedience. And you're going to see this word know associated with the word keep three times in this passage. I know some things because I keep His commandments. And the first thing God wants us to have confidence in is this knowledge of Him, this knowledge that we are in Him, that we are part of Him, that we know Him as our personal Savior. John talks about a lot of things we can know. A couple more. Look at 1 John 3:14. He says, we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. You remember back with that day you first got saved? What's the first thing that happened was you had an immediate concern for your lost loved ones, your unsaved family. It was immediate. You're saved now, you're going to heaven, and the first thing you start thinking about is, yeah, but what about my husband or my wife or my children or my parents or others? They need to go to heaven too. And John says, we know that we pass from death into life because we love the brethren. He says in chapter 4, verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, that we are the children of God. And so God wants us to know Him. But He says that that knowledge will be stronger when we are obeying Him. Here in verse 3. Now in verse 4 He says, he that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If we are not living in obedience, then we are not being guided by the truth of God. We're being guided by a different truth, and it's not from our Creator. It's from the devil. And we are, at any given time, we are either walking in the flesh or we're walking in the Spirit. We all understand that. The Bible says they are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would in Galatians 5:17. The Spirit and the flesh do not get along and never will. That's why the Bible says if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit in Galatians 5:16. But God wants us to be guided by His truth every day. John said of those that he had opportunity to lead to the Lord in his third epistle, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. In other words, walking in obedience to the truth of God. I have no greater joy than to know that. And God is the same for us. It brings joy to His soul when we choose to obey. And we're not obeying to earn heaven. We understand that. You can't earn heaven. We are obeying because we love Him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3, turn over there, look what he says. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. There's a lot of people that will give a lot of different definitions of loving God, but God says, you want the definition? This is it. Obedience. This is the love of God, that ye keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. So God wants us to know Him, and to know that we know Him, and He says if we're walking in obedience, that will be true. Now go on down to verse 5 of our passage, 1 John 2. Whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in Him. So God wants us to know that we know Him, but He also wants us to know that we are in Him. That we are part of Him. And we all know the Bible teaches when we're born again, we become part of Christ. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. God wants us to know this. God wants us to be confident in this truth that we not only know Him, but that we are in Him. And God says that love is attached to that. He says, in Him verily is the love of God perfected. And so Jesus, when He came, He said, if you love Me, John 14:15, if you love Me, you can say it all day long, but if you love Me, keep My commandments. Obey. That's if you love Me. And we express our love to God in no greater way than through obedience to His commandments. And did you see that word keep there in verse 3? If we keep His commandments, verse 4, and keepeth not His commandments, verse 5, but whoso keepeth His word. God here is connecting obedience to not only loving God, but to the things that we can know confidently in our hearts. And you know what? A Christian that's not confident isn't a Christian that's going to be victorious. It's not a Christian that's going to be a witness for Christ. The Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So God wants obedience above all from His children. And He's going to continue to perfect that love through obedience. Go to Colossians 2. We'll see where the Bible talks about us being in Christ. And that is something that God wants us to constantly be focusing on, be developing, is this relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. We are now His bride. We are now joint heirs with Christ, and He wants us to be closer to Christ. It's not complicated. That will come with obedience. Colossians 2:6, the Bible says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Look at the next verse. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding there with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in Him. John says that we can know that we are in Him. And he wants us to know that we know Him. And he connects all of that with keeping His commandments. Now remember that verse in John where Jesus said that if we do His will, then we will know of the doctrine. It starts with obedience. Most of us know that passage, Psalm 126, just as an example, about witnessing. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Very important passage about spreading the word of God. That seed of the word of God that Jesus talked about in the parables of the sower. But in that verse, it says, he that goeth. It starts with obedience. It always starts with obedience. He that goeth forth and weepeth. And so first comes the obedience and then comes the tears. We want to turn that around. Lord, as soon as you break my heart about the loss, as soon as you give me the tears for the loss, then I'll witness. God says, if you'll witness, I'll give you the tears. And that's how it works in the Christian life. Obey first. Obey what you know to be God's will, and then God will give you more. God will give you more of the confidence of knowing that you know Him, of knowing that you're in Him. And so there's plenty of commandments that we already know to be true for us. We don't have to be Bible scholars to know these things. I'm just going to read 15 of them quickly. That's a sample, of course. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I think we all know that one. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. I think we know that one. Love your enemies. Love thy neighbors thyself. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Pray the Lord of the harvest, he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Have faith in God. Let not your heart be troubled. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Given it shall be given unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Whosoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. That was the sampling. What Jesus is saying, we know those basic commandments, don't we? Are we obeying them? Because if we choose to disobey, then all we're doing is limiting the things that we will know confidently in our hearts, which will hinder our walk. It always comes back to obedience. And that's what Christ is saying. If you will obey, you can know these things. Notice he says in our passage, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, we can know that we know him if we obey. Verse 4, if we say we know him and we don't obey, we're lying. Verse 5, God will perfect his love in us, and if we will obey, we will know that we are in him. And then verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him. So now we're going a step further. We can know that we know him. We can know that we're in him. God wants us to abide in him. What does that mean? That means let him run your life. The Bible says be filled with the Spirit. Let him control your life. The Bible says to walk in the Spirit. The Bible says to yield yourselves unto God in Romans 6:13. So, God wants us to abide in Christ. Go to John 15 and we'll see Jesus expound upon this a bit. John 15 verse 5. And he's giving us a beautiful truth here. And he's teaching us that if we are abiding in Christ, we won't have to wonder if we're abiding in Christ, because it will be evidenced in our behavior. Notice John 15, 5. If I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Look at this last phrase. For without me ye can do nothing. How much do we try without him? Without his strength, without his wisdom, without his presence. Without me ye can do nothing. But he says, if you will abide in me, look what will happen. Much fruit. Much fruit. So he's saying here, 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him, it's one thing to say, I know him. It's one thing to say, I'm in him. It's another thing to say, I'm abiding in him. I'm resting in him. And I'm letting him be in control of my life. That takes conscious effort. Go to 1 John 2:28. We're already in chapter 2, but look at verse 28. And now, little children, what? Abide in him. That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. What that tells us, if you want to take the reverse, that there will be many Christians, when Christ blows that trumpet, who will be ashamed. Why? Because they're not abiding in him. God wants us to find us abiding in him when the trumpet blows. But we don't know when it's going to blow. It could be this afternoon. It could be in 10 years. We don't know. So that means the only answer is we've got to abide every day. Amen? We've got to abide in him every day. How do we know if we're abiding in him? Look at the last part of the verse. Ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. You see, if we are walking and abiding in Christ, it's going to be obvious, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to walk as he walked. It's just like being filled with the Spirit. People that are filled with the Spirit, you know what's the last thing they ever say to other Christians? I'm filled with the Spirit. They never do. Because if they're filled with the Spirit, then the fruit of the Spirit is coming out of them. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Meekness. A meek person would never say, I'm filled with the Spirit, would they? So a person who's filled with the Spirit You don't have to wonder if you're filled with the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is flowing through you. And a person who is abiding in Christ, a person who is walking in obedient Christian life, you don't have to wonder, because you're going to walk as Jesus walked. Which is, isn't that God's ultimate goal for each of us? Isn't that why He's working in our lives every day through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, using trials to refine us, so that what? Romans 8:29, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. God is constantly trying to conform us. And by the way, so is the world. And so is the devil. God is trying to conform us to the image of Jesus, so that we might walk as He walked. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet in John 13, after they met in the, as they met in the upper room, the first thing He did is what? Wash their feet. And He said, I'm doing this to be an example, to teach you about being a servant. So if we're going to walk as Jesus walked, we're going to be a servant. And then look at 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus also was our example in suffering. Notice the Bible says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow His steps. Leaving us an example. Now we all know Christ came primarily to die for us. He came to preach the Word. But He also came to leave us an example. And as we study His life on earth, we're not just to study it to gain the knowledge, we're to study it to see how we should walk, which is what God is saying, which is what this whole passage is about, obedience. Because Christ, of course, would have been 100% obedient to God's commands, because He is the Word of God, and He would have never broken His own Word. So God wants us to be obedient. It's not complicated. He wants us to live a life of obedience. And as we grow in our Christian faith, God will reveal more areas in our life where we maybe we're not walking as we should. And then we always have a choice when that happens, don't we? With God's help, change our lives or not. But as we disobey, we are limiting that confidence of knowing that I know Him, knowing that I'm in Him, and knowing that I am abiding in Him. God wants us to know all of those things confidently. If we're not walking in obedience, we will not. If we are, we're going to walk as He walked. Our life is going to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. And that is God's ultimate goal for every single one of us. That we be a Christian that walked as Jesus walked. And the thing is, not one of us is going to get to heaven and stand before Christ. We talked about the judgment seat last week. And be able to stand before Jesus and say, I wasn't able to do it. We're not going to try that, are we? We all have the same Holy Spirit. We all have the same Word of God. God's given us all that we need, His own presence and strength, and it's all there. It came down to a choice in our hearts. Am I going to let God work in my life? Am I going to be filled with the Spirit of God? Am I going to let God control my life? Or am I going to run my own life and then be ashamed when the trumpet blows? It's our choice. But God wants us to walk as He walked. And it always starts with simple obedience. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord.